I don't think it's a helpful thing. I think the best thing you could do is to leave.
No, I think
this Christ.
Immediately.
But I would say
for the woman or the man.
For both.
Immediately?
Yeah, leave.
We're not gonna work through this. We're not gonna try to figure
out. You can't fix somebody's trauma.
No, but I think if you have
Everything ain't trauma.
But I think that if you have
it was a traumatic okay, traumatic
and trauma are two different things.
For them. So now they put that on everybody. They have to want to change that.
Well, first of all, that means you're neglecting who I am. Because whatever happened to you in the past is stronger than what I'm presenting to you right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So I need to move on to you go see that lady.
Welcome back to Relationship Status. It's your boy Yusuf in the building. And remember, you can find us on all podcast platforms. Remember to like, share, follow, and 5-star rate. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at RELSTAT podcast. Man, this is part two to the episode from Monday. Conversation was so great. We were talking about growth, growing with someone else. And it just got so deep, we had to keep going. So here's part two. So if you find, let's say you know that you're the cheaty. So if you find
what do you mean cheaty? Like meaning like he
you're the,
I'm the person he's cheating with?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Okay.
If you're cheating with me, that means you're not doing anything with me.
Okay.
Like we're not going nowhere. We're not out to eat. We're not.
So
doing
you would
anything.
Limit that if you were the woman in that position?
If I was a woman that he was cheating with?
Another girl.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's your friend or somebody. Like, if she was cheating with a man, you would tell her not to do things with the man she's cheating with.
Yeah, no. No, don't get overly invested in him. This is just a quick, a little fun time.
But the thing about that is cheating isn't always sexual.
No, sometimes it's just conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Texting.
Cheating isn't always sexual. It isn't always a sexual thing.
I feel like it's cheating. Once you start having inappropriate conversations with somebody.
What they're not, you said they're not inappropriate?
No, I didn't say
they're not. No,
she
said it's not sexual. It's not physical.
I said all cheating isn't just, sexual. Like some people are, let's say they're emotionally are deprived. They feel like they're emotionally deprived in their relationship. Then they go and they put those emotions out and express them through conversations with other people. And they may not even be having sex, but they may be enjoying each other's company.
Are these two lesbians?
No, these are kind of women. I'm just saying, those are things that do happen.
So you mean tell me, I'm a man in a relationship with a woman, and I'm going to let another woman call me and just talk to me emotionally?
To talk to my emotions
depends on the guy.
The guy doesn't want to have anything
of course,
physical with her?
I mean, of course he wants to have something physical.
No, you didn't say. You said.
I'm sorry.
Well, he may not want anything physical. She may just be there for, to clear his mind. Like, somebody he could talk to that he feels like understands him, lets him vent, doesn't
And he's not trying to have sex with her?
Yeah. There are men out there like that.
He should have smoked weed. He should have done that.
Oh. Do not do drugs.
That's not going to help you.
We are not.
Listen, Neek. You didn't tell me you got another woman? Because your girl already like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's just women.
You
going to get another girl who just
want to
talk and you just want to tell her your stuff?
Yeah, because some women don't listen.
They just want to talk.
Neek, listen. ISO on me right here. Women don't listen. What are you talking about, Neek?
We do listen.
They listen to what you want to listen to. You don't listen to the main stuff. The point I was trying to make.
I listen to everything my man says. Like when he wants to, and we have a little system where he sits down, he be like, can I talk?
Yeah.
I know to listen.
Yeah, and then you be like, oh, so you went to Chick-fil-A without me? All this other stuff I told you is the part. The other parts is what I'm talking about, not the Chick-fil-A.
He like, so at all of that, that's what you got out of that?
Okay.
So like after I left Chick-fil-A,
nothing.
So you came all the way over here after you left Chick-fil-A. You didn't even ask me if I was hungry.
I just can't.
He was crying too.
I just can't imagine a man who wants to talk to a woman to talk to her.
I
think there are people that feel neglected within their relationships that are just looking for the companionship of someone else.
But you do want to have sex with that person.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I think...
They're settling for just conversation.
And you can't have any conversation with another woman and think that it's not going to be seen as cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that part.
Yeah, like,
but I'm just talking about, I thought you were just merely talking to talk.
Oh, I think that it sometimes starts there.
Yeah, it starts as a conversation.
And then they grow. What,
like a week? 2 weeks?
It can start for a while.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You're
crazy. Back in my days.
Your girl can talk to you enough. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay. I mean,
because you have to understand, some women get comfortable mm-hmm. with I got them, and they don't feel like they have to do. And even men do that, too. I got them. I don't have to do as much. And
now, is that, that's on the person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah.
They like.
So why do you think people get complacent like that?
Because that's not who they are. That was never,
oh, they was lying. They were,
yeah, that representative.
Okay, so you can't keep up the charade.
Yeah, they can't keep it up, and they just eventually like, well, I got you now. Oh, do you?
Well, I think it's also a comfortability, especially if the person is not expressing any, like, they're not expressing anything. Like, they feel that the relationship is getting a little complacent and stale. And instead of speaking up as to what they want, they don't communicate that, hey, look, you know, we're getting a little complacent here. Like, mm-hmm. we need to get back to the things we did. And so at this point, either the representative comes back and has to do something, or the relationship has to, ends up dissolving. But I think without communicating that you feel like the relationship is hit a stalemate,
mm-hmm.
you know, what really can you do, so to speak?
And except let the
person,
too.
Yeah, and accept that, except that the person is just complacent and like, hey, she ain't going nowhere. So it doesn't matter.
Why would you
what
think
I do.
Somebody's not going anywhere?
Baby, don't you ever think I'm not going nowhere?
You shouldn't. I think you should always handle your person. Like,
there was something you told me a couple years ago, CL, and I think it applies to relationships too. You should always be recruiting your own players.
Oh, yeah. Meaning your woman.
Yeah. But you said it as far as basketball is mm-hmm. concerned. But I think it regards to your relationship. You should mm-hmm. always be recruiting your woman or your man or, you know, whatever it is you choose.
Yeah.
You should always be trying to do that.
Yeah. Also, to that, I feel like when you have recruited someone, you can also outgrow them. And I think a lot of people have a hard time realizing that I outgrew this relationship. I outgrew this individual.
What's an example of outgrowing a relationship?
You
don't want Chick-fil-A no more? You want Ruth Chris? Like, what's...
No, that could be a, you know, but I don't want to go out no more. And they're still, you know, hitting the parties, the day parties, the nightclubs.
Okay.
You know, and that's not like what I want to do anymore. Like, I want to invest my money in something different, or I want to travel now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't really like to travel. So now y'all have different likes.
Yeah, so
it's time to, like, you know, reevaluate, like, you know, does this relationship serve me anymore?
So how do you think couples can avoid that, outgrowing each other?
I don't think there is an avoidance of that. Like, it just happens. Like, it's okay to happen. It's okay to outgrow someone. Like, it was good to have this experience with you. I grew from this. I learned from this, and now I need to move on.
Okay, but what happens?
And I think it's a part of growth too.
It is. I think that I agree with you there. But what happens if the relationship, like something like, let's use your analogy of mm-hmm. the club, but have a discussion on, hey, babe, I'm, you know, we need to scale this back. And this way, it's still servicing, you're still servicing the relationship and trying to help that person to grow with you as well. So now we're not going out 5 days a week. I don't want you, we're not going out 5 days a week, mm-hmm. but maybe we can go together on Friday or Saturday after work or whatever. You know, finding the middle ground where they are to kind of help them grow and bring them along with you on your growth journey if you find it necessary to still be with said person.
But that's where it goes into, you're trying to change somebody to fit your journey. Because if them going out 5 days a week does not necessarily hurt them financially or in any bad way, it's just something they like to do. Like, I don't want to step in the way of you doing something that you like to do. Like, yeah, you could scale back and say, okay, I'll go out 3 days a week instead of five. But if that's something they like to do, like that's their hobby, that's their go-to, Like, I don't want to stand in the way of that. Like, go ahead, go out, get that out of your system. And when it gets old to you, because it eventually does for some, you know, maybe we could revisit a relationship. And it's not saying like, oh, you're not on my level. No, we're just in two different places. And that's okay. And sometimes people never grow out of that. And I think people, a lot of people waste their time with trying to force change on people to fit their life by saying, hey, well, instead of you going out 5 days a week, you know, let's scale back and you just go out three.
Or maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's we don't go to the club or the bar. We go and do something else.
But what if he likes going to the bar or the club? You're taking that away from him to then fit what you like. Because if it's not a problem to him, it's just a problem to you. You're not like the relationship just not fitting you anymore.
But I just feel like if he's in the position to care about this relationship and you've communicated with him, hey, sweetheart, I really don't enjoy the club anymore. And, you know, I think that we need to talk about how much you go.
But it's okay to care about somebody still and not be with them. I think that's why a lot of people try to hold on and they end up in these relationships where they're not happy because no one understands that growing sometimes means parting.
That may be true, but I do think that also today there are more people bailing earlier on relationships than taking some time to grow within them or to have a little bit of...
Maybe they see that it's not going anywhere, and that's okay. Like, that's not a bad thing to bail on a relationship early to say, like, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time or your time.
I think that's okay in your 20s.
I think it's okay in your 30s.
I don't know.
I think it's okay in any place in life where you see that you're trying to grow and you're trying to go to a certain place and that person's not there yet. It's okay. Like,
what about sitting down before you make a decision?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the club is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
What about sitting down before you decide that I don't want to go to the club anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Is y'all have a discussion about it? And maybe y'all can mutually agree. But sometimes with women and men, they're already past the point of frustration when they want to have the discussion.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's could only be an argument.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And you've been mad for 6 months about him going to the club.
Yeah, it should be up front and it's in real time.
Yeah, it's real time.
But...
And that's the point I was trying to get across. The point I was trying to get across was just have the discussion in the moment in which you feel like there's the separation of the growth between the two of you.
But in like you're telling somebody to stop doing something they like.
I'm not telling them to
stop.
Well,
you shouldn't tell them to stop. I think you should have a conversation.
I didn't say stop.
But you're saying instead of going out five, let's go out three. And you're saying, or instead of going to the bar and the club, let's do something else. You're telling them to stop doing what they like to do in their time.
No, we're having a discussion.
If he's a man in a relationship, he's already stopped doing things he likes to do.
So now it's not a big adjustment. He's going to get real defensive. No, I stopped doing so-and-so.
You got to pick your poisons, but if you're going to be in a relationship with anybody, man or woman, there's going to be some compromise.
Some form.
Like my cousin always tries to say, oh, you got to pick your battles. Yeah, but you got to win them.
Yeah, you better pick one. You got to
win the battles you're picking.
You need to get you some wins.
So, like, I it's not saying that the relationship could be over forever. Like, sometimes people just need time to grow up. And sometimes that doesn't include you. Sometimes you helping them to grow up is you leaving. Because they see what they're losing. They see how things are passing.
Can't you just talk before you shoot them?
Sometimes you can talk, and sometimes you can't talk to people. I hate to give the whole illusion that, oh, you could just have a conversation and that's going to fix things.
No, sometimes having a conversation means we need to start discussing. Then there's a negotiation. And then we can come up with a plan together, or you can say, hey, I'm not going to stop going out. I respect your decision.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to be with someone who goes out all the time.
And that's okay.
It sounds like to me you're making a decision for them.
No, they're not going to stop.
I'm asking them to stop. Yeah, you got to ask people to do stuff sometimes.
No, I'm not saying just drop them without a conversation. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is being okay.
Nigga, you coming in with the drop though?
Like,
if you don't say yeah today, it's over, buddy.
Yeah.
And I guess because I'm just saying, like, leave it, drop it, it's because I want people to be okay with getting the F on. And I feel like that's a part that stunts people's growth when they're not able to know when to let go.
Okay. You said stunts their growth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you stunt their growth when you leave them. Because they don't think they can change. Sometimes people don't know they can change. Like, you can stop doing this. You don't have to do this.
Some people you can talk to, you're blue in the face, and...
Well, it comes with actions. It ain't just talk. You gotta talk, and you gotta have a plan of action.
You also know your partner too.
No, I don't.
You should know your partner. Should know what your partner is capable of. But again,
I don't know what no person is capable of. I could just see what's okay. Her face frowned up. We got a problem.
Yep.
Now
let's
discuss and find out what the problem is.
And sometimes you know, even when you're talking to somebody, how they're talking, their tone, like if they're,
but you don't know what's wrong. You just know something is wrong.
And you can ask, like, well, what's wrong? Is what I'm saying not like you're not liking like where we're at? And some people will be like,
let me tell you something. I know you've done a lot. We getting out of here after this. I know you did a lot. You've had some experiences I have never had. But you don't have enough experience with women, not dating women.
I can agree.
It don't work like that.
I am a woman.
I know. That's the tricky part.
And I've experienced sitting down and telling somebody, okay.
But you told a man that.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I never told a man that. I'm like, hey, bro.
But you know, I will say this. Women are more willing to make changes because a lot of times their end goal is marriage.
Yeah, but they're the ones
that
are
willing. And they're the ones that will, like, I will compromise my life to fit his. Like, a lot of
women. But you don't think he's doing that either?
I think women do it more than men.
Maybe they do.
But, like, I do feel like it's easier to talk a woman out of doing something she wants to do. And, I mean, I'm not talking about in a good way. Just take it away from... And
what
when
you mean,
I say
like, go back to
way,
school or something? Or?
Like, say, for instance, she's not out of her club era.
Mm-hmm.
And a man goes and talks to her like, hey, yeah, this club stuff that you keep doing, don't a man want that? Like, I don't want that. Like... And I'm not saying that's how a man would talk to her, or you would talk to her, or you would talk to her. But that's kind of probably what she hears. Like, okay, my relationship is going to end if I'm steady at going out with these girls. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to cut this. Now I'm not going out at all. Now I'm just sitting in the house. I'm a nice house girlfriend, housewife.
Well, y'all can do stuff together. It's like an issue.
And I only know how to do things with my boyfriend. And don't say y'all don't know women that only... hang out with their husbands.
Well, I think
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
No, because you see, like, men have friends. Men will go out with their friends. And not all the time, but they do have a life.
Was your friends really your friends before I came to the picture? They wasn't your friends. I don't even like
you. But, like, men are not so willing to just let go. If I say I don't like one of your friends because he makes me uncomfortable, you're just not going to bring him around me. You're not going to stop hanging out with him.
Of course.
Okay, so my question.
But a woman, she'll drop her.
Well, that's crazy.
I think my question to your issue on the her changing and becoming a housewife and no friends and mm-hmm. only doing things with my boyfriend is, you know, how can couples grow together while still keeping their own identity? There has to be a way to do that.
Well, see, that's where you come into, like, I feel like boundaries. Things I'm just, like, not going to deal with, like, up front. Not down the line, not 4 or 5 years down the line.
But we're talking about through the growth of the relationship. So the relationship has grown.
Yeah, your boundaries are going to grow too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So what is it that we're going to, how can people like stay, you know, grow with mm-hmm. together while continuing to keep their identities and their friends and stuff like that?
You got to have to want goals for yourself and not just together.
True.
So if you have separate goals, you'll have a separate life. And not so much like a bad thing, like you're out cheating, nothing, but like you'll have your own friends. You'll have communication with your own friends. Your friends are helping you with your growth and work and being social and all of that and networking. And you'll have that understanding in yourself. You're not just absorbed in a relationship. All you are is a relationship. Anytime somebody sees you, you're in your relationship.
But what's wrong with that?
Outside of your relationship, because that can stump your growth. Like, you know, if I'm out with my friends
mm-hmm.
and they know me to be in a podcast because my friend's like, yeah, she's in a podcast, da 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 da. Now, that's networking for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with my, you know, if I'm with my boyfriend, I'm for one in a different scenery.
Why can't you still be in
this? I very well could still be in a situation where my boyfriend says, yeah, she's in a podcast, da 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 da, you know, and that's networking. But like, a lot of men don't want to do podcasts with women. Or even want to interact with women. And if I'm around his friends, they don't really want to interact. I mean, I'm not going to say mine.
But they're his friends. They're not your friends.
Yeah.
But that's what a lot of women, like when they go places as a couple, is usually where, not where he wants to go, but doing things that, like with his friends or his people.
No man wants to do that. The women want the men to have play dates. The men don't want the women there.
Yeah.
We want to go by ourselves. I'm telling you,
women do not like men having play dates.
If they arrange them. They don't want them to have their own.
Yeah, once you make your own plans. Yeah. Like, even I find myself, like, you know, kind of, you know, when you be like, yeah, I'm about to go to the bar with my brother.
Mm. Your brother who? This is his real brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're like, but yeah, I'm going with, and as soon as he don't answer his phone, I'm like, oh, so y'all having lots of fun.
What, Juanita, that doesn't mean he's having fun. That just means he didn't answer the phone.
I mean, yeah. And
so that's your thought.
He could just not, yeah. It could be he's just not around his phone, could have left his phone in the car.
Could have just not
noticed.
It could
have went dead, yeah.
Could be the big moment in the game when you call.
Or it may have been too loud and he didn't want to answer. Could've it could have been a bunch of things. Or he just didn't feel like talking at the moment.
So when you're on the other end of the text or the call, what do you go to first? He's doing something he's supposed to do, or maybe he's just enjoying himself?
No, I just go to he's enjoying himself.
Good. Yeah. It's very mature. Some women don't do that.
Yeah, no, not now.
They instantly go to, after the phone call was a text message, and then another text message, then another text message, then a phone call.
If somebody reached out to you 4 or 5 times, I understand you could be a little frustrated.
It could be something wrong. But I'm not going to reach out 4 or 5 times. I'm going to text him
one time.
He sees my text. He opens my text. He understands that I text him. He will get back to me. If I call him, now that's a little tricky. If I call him and he doesn't answer, or he doesn't like call me back in a long period of time, I'll text him, hey, I called you. Because I know he's going to get the text. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he got the call.
Okay, but you know the text went through.
Yeah, the text is going to go through at some point because he cannot have service and the call never got through.
Mm-hmm.
But if I text,
when he get back to his service,
the phone's going to let them know, like, oh, okay, she texts me. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
To me, it does.
Is that all that matters sometimes with women, if it makes sense to them?
Yeah.
No, I think the one biggest thing that matters to women is not looking stupid.
But I don't even know what that. I don't even know what that means.
And I don't either. But
I know what that means.
But you hear it a lot.
I know what that means.
What does it mean?
It means don't embarrass me in front of people.
How do I know what embarrasses you? Like if I'm sleeping with you and your two friends.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yes.
Yeah, not me, but a person.
Anybody.
Anybody. That's beyond looking stupid. That is crazy.
Yes.
So what is looking stupid? Just being dumb?
Got me out here looking crazy. Yeah, that right there.
That would make you look crazy.
Yes. Yes.
So after you do look crazy, said crazy, what happens then?
You're supposed to leave.
I mean, let's just say you didn't look crazy.
That's when you leave with no conversation. You got me out here looking stupid. You make sure that you're, you know.
But what if it's...
That's why I said, like, make sure that, you know, it's actually what it is before you just up and drop, because it could be a misunderstanding. It can not be what it looks like. Like, make sure you get a full understanding of it. Make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's. Mm-hmm. But if it's what it is, out.
Be out? Yeah. Don't even? Okay.
Yeah.
But what if it's like...
Because you... No.
What if there's a discrepancy about...
Please help me figure this out. What discrepancy?
Let's say there's a discrepancy.
Don't look at me. Let's say
there's a discrepancy.
Because you're sleeping with somebody else. I'm trying to find it.
No. I'm not even talking about cheating.
Okay.
Let's scale it back from cheating.
Okay.
Let's
say you jump right into that. No.
No. Just say there's a discrepancy between. Sometimes there's a discrepancy between how long we've been together. All right. No, sometimes there is that.
Because I don't even remember. I can't even tell you, was it been 2, 3?
Mm-hmm. What if the thing is, that's the discrepancy somebody asks you, and the answer is different than your significant other's answer and they're upset with you because the answer is different. And so you out here make, got me looking stupid.
Is it by years or is it by months? So you don't know if you go together?
No, they go together.
Now, you don't know how long.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's been 2 years.
And really? To them, it's been
it's only
five.
Been a year. But see, that's when somebody else, when somebody else is talking to somebody and they're explaining your relationship, that's when you be quiet.
Okay.
And then you talk, you know, you talk to them afterwards, but you don't say that in front of people like, what? Like, you're like, do you hate me?
I do think it depends on who decided who was going with who. Because sometimes women go with you and you don't go with them.
That is true. But so, you don't say that in front of nobody.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
We've been together for 2 years? I thought it was just a year.
I'm speaking from experience on this, one.
You don't say that. You're supposed to keep quiet and you handle that when everybody leaves. Like, that's when one of those things that, you know, you talk in private. Don't do that in front of people because now you look, we don't even look like we really together.
Well, no, it wasn't nothing addressed in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like a month later. Through a regular discussion, was like, you know, I felt dumb when you answered that question. I said, what question did I?
Mm-hmm.
And went through the whole scenario.
But how did you know they felt dumb?
I didn't. Okay. But that's the thing. You got me out here looking stupid. I done told people that we've been together this long, and you answered the question like this. I said, are we together? Yeah, we are. I said, okay, what does it matter?
Okay, now that...
It does matter.
Yeah, that... Okay, now, if I'm going around telling people, in like, by myself, I'm telling people, yeah, we've been together for 5 years, and you're like, oh, no, we've only been together for two.
I didn't say no. I didn't say, oh, no. I was actually... It was...
No, I'm talking about just regular conversation.
Yeah.
Like, she's... You know, and people ask, oh, how... Yeah, we've been together for 5 years, da-da-da-da, and now y'all are somewhere together... And somebody asks you, and you're like, "Oh, we've only been together for 2 years," and she's like, "Hmm."
Well, that deaf.
And they just heard from her a couple of months ago that y'all were together for five. So that could make her look stupid because now they don't take y'all relationship serious.
Mm. Okay.
So that's what she means by "you made me look stupid" because see now how, and I guess like men, y'all don't do this to y'all friends. For a woman, and I think some women don't realize they do it, when you don't deem my relationship respectable, you don't respect my relationship. No matter if it's like...
Okay, so...
You had a whistle.
I don't know.
He did bust out a whistle.
I got confused there. So you mean to tell me...
Like, yeah, and it gets uncomfortable. It gets uncomfortable because when I say something and I happy, like, oh, yeah, we're about to go to... Hawaii, you know, mm-hmm. I'm excited about that, you know, and I'm telling my friends. It's kind of like, oh, anyway.
Isn't that because of the information you share with them?
No, it doesn't always have to be the information
so
you share.
So where did they get the information from? They knew about
him. Didn't get it from me?
No. When I told them we've been together for 5 years and I've been in this relationship for 5 years and somebody else asks you and you're like, oh, yeah, we've been together.
That makes
like
the whole relationship off?
Yeah, it throws it completely off. And you're like, oh, no, we've only been together for like two and a half years.
What?
And somebody else hears it that I just told five. Now it's like, she said five. Oh, so she lying. So the relationship ain't what it seems.
Some, not your friends, but this women.
But that's how women, that's how women judge.
They're a rough group.
Yeah, it is. It's rough out here. But that's how women like judge other people. And I don't think we do it, because I could say we, because I feel like I have done it before. But that's how we measure how much we respect somebody's relationship.
Okay, so if you knew the guy prior to meeting her and he didn't have the best reputation, that automatically makes their relationship less than?
Now with that, okay.
Let's say he has a reputation.
Yeah, this is something I've noticed with women, and I actually experienced it. Y'all watched it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing.
A man treated me, at first treated me good, but then started to dog me.
Oh, okay. I know where we're going.
Yeah. He started to dog the hell out of me. And we never really got into a relationship. We only dated. So when he got into the next situation, I already knew what he was about. Everybody else knew what he was about. Everybody seen it. Everybody witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and got into a relationship with another woman, and she felt special. And he started to do things
but
with
she
her.
Should
listen,
feel special.
Listen, she started to feel, she should.
Yeah, she should.
She felt special, but she felt more special than me. And she compared herself to being more special with than I was, than other, not just me, other women that he had dealt with, because he had actually gotten to a relationship with her and posted it. Okay. So to her, it was like, oh, I'm the exception. He's not doing this with me. He's changed. He's a different person. When for forever, he's always had a reputation of being a dog.
But you knew that too, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. I'm not saying I wasn't stupid.
I'm just asking.
I wasn't saying I wasn't stupid.
Okay. Okay.
However, when I would tell my story, no one listened. No one paid it attention. No one cared that I'm saying, no, this person has not changed. This person is not, you know, not who y'all believe he is. And he's still like, you know,
okay,
double down on it. Let me finish because I'm almost finished. And like I tell people, wait to the end. So when he ends up doing the same thing to her, because he was in a relationship with her and because people deem, oh, well, he did this with her and he didn't that. And that's a lot of what I would get. Well, he was doing this with her. Well, he moved in. He moved her in. He did this with her. I couldn't talk about my experience. No one respected my experience with him because they didn't view it as he took me serious.
Okay. Now, is that the end?
Yeah, that's the end. Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm uncertain on how that's any of your business.
What do you mean, what's my business?
Like, if the woman had dated somebody, mm-hmm. no, if you had dated somebody,
mm-hmm.
and the guy wasn't the best guy, and he goes on to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's not my business.
Yeah, so why is the comparison even happening?
Oh, I never compared myself.
Not you. I'm not even talking about your situation. I'm just saying, why is it any of the business for either of them to compare each other against relationships? Because it's up to that other person to see mm-hmm. if that person has really grown any mm-hmm. or done anything.
But in the way that he does it, he has to degrade me. And that's how he goes into each. And that's even how he got it with
me. So is that how you
me.
Were brought into the situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what he does. I started to see that's his pattern. He has to degrade the last person that you know of. Not everybody. He mm-hmm. just has to degrade the person that you know of. So that way it makes it sound like she's horrible. Like she's okay. the most horrible person. She's crazy. She's this. She's that. I don't know if he makes up stories, but like he just has to badmouth her. And like, yeah, you're not like that. Yeah, you're different. You're easy to talk to. So now you feel special on a level that you didn't even realize. Like, oh, I'm easy to talk to. I didn't even know that.
But you can't. But can't both things be true?
Can be true.
Both things can be true.
It can be true, but it kind of puts into why he's this way with you. So it's like creating of, oh, this is why I've changed because you're like this.
So in retrospect,
mm-hmm.
that person never has grown. He just switches people.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
But if you know, when you look at it for like as women, a lot of times that's how we measure who we're going to respect. Like, are we going to respect her pain or are we going to respect her pain more? And like both
woman
of us equally,
to woman,
equally, we both experienced the same thing. It's just I experienced it dating him. She experienced it in a relationship with him a little bit more. And it's like, okay, well, you can hush now. But this one, yeah, oh, yeah, I know you need to, yeah, I understand everything you're going through. I'm going to cry with you. And it's like, wow.
Okay.
Like, but that's how that is truly so. When a woman says you are out here making me look stupid, it's because when we are in an environment with a bunch of women, that's how they deemed us respectable, like how they're going to respect us, how they're going to talk to us, how they're going to listen to us. And if we don't feel heard or, you know, a room where we feel like we can talk and express ourselves in a room of women, we don't want to be around them. Yeah. And it kind of puts us in a place of secluding us from everybody else. So that you understand now why we say don't make us look stupid.
Okay, way to bring us back home. Yeah, I do see how it can make you look stupid.
Yeah,
I,
like
I, But isn't that always up to the woman to switch? They keep switching the goal line on what makes them
keep moving it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is it switching?
Because your man could be a bad dresser. That's making him look stupid. He could cheat on you.
That makes him look stupid.
But see, him being a bad dresser can always be changed. It could be like, all right, like that's just his style. That's just who he is. And it's not a bad thing. You know, you like to wear this color with this color. You like to wear polka dots with stripes. Hey, that's up to you. That's what makes you comfortable. But when you are like, you know, y'all are not on the same page in a relationship.
But the only way to get on the same page is to have the discussion.
And he probably did have the discussion with her. I mean, I'm like, I'm talking about yourself. But I mean, like, they probably, I don't know how long y'all were together.
I don't either.
See? Oh, so you didn't even care.
Why is that? That's the same thing
that's
she said
then.
That's
you and me talking. I don't got nothing
that's
to do
the same thing she said then.
Did you not care?
She's like, you don't even care.
Like, how do you not know how long y'all been? I mean, like, when y'all started to be together.
I think you need a reference point, but I don't know if that's all that important. No. I have more. I'm just not agreeing with you.
He said you are not throwing him in. Because
sometimes women get consumed by the time.
Because I said.
And I probably more consumed with the quality of.
Okay, yeah. That can make sense, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have a high quality relationship that lasts longer than just saying we've been together for 17 years.
Yeah, because my statement turns. I have reference points, but to tell you how long, I said I can't
did
tell you
how long. Did you ask her to go with you?
No.
No, they just was end up going together. So how long did she, well,
how long how you end up going with somebody?
How long was the gap that she said and you said?
Somewhere around a year, maybe two years.
So she looked at it.
It sounds like you were the problem.
No, yeah. I wasn't the problem.
So you didn't talk to her for 2 years?
No,
hold a second. Listen to the question.
Uh-huh.
So was there a 2 year gap in your relationship?
From the way she starts,
was there a 2 year gap in y'all relationship, talking or whatever y'all was doing? Was there 2 full years that y'all didn't talk?
No.
So somebody was doing something. Y'all was either talking.
No, we weren't talking. That's what I'm saying. We were dating and talking throughout the time, but I was consistent. I was always saying we're not in a relationship. If she would ask me, I'd be like, "Well, this isn't a relationship."
So you made it clear that it wasn't a relationship, and she stayed. Like, she didn't tell you.
She said she said she wanted to stay.
Neek, I don't believe him.
Did she tell you she wanted to be in a relationship?
Yeah, she did.
Then why did you keep telling her that it wasn't?
Because I wasn't ready to be in a relationship at the time.
So eventually you started.
So what were you in?
A situationship.
Well, there you go.
So y'all basically was together. Were you dealing with other people? Yeah. Oh, shit. No. The fact that he had to steer off and think about it, the long pause said it.
No.
Then what was the? Then y'all was in there.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. Let's take this to a movie that B-Eazy doesn't like. Love Jones. I recently watched Love Jones
again. Okay.
So I was in and out. Movies. I was asleep. I was doing stuff, but I was watching. I got the gist of it.
Okay.
I think that's the first time I saw a situationship on camera.
Really.
I think so.
Because that was a situationship. Yeah, they weren't in a relationship.
I didn't know that's what it was called then. But I would. So you were like that?
It's like that, yeah.
But their situation was a little different.
Okay, tell me.
To me. Like,
I mean, they did date stuff.
Because it doesn't require. That type of relationship doesn't require growth. It's the moment you demand growth that now we have a problem. Or a demand on what are we doing? Or you're with me and I'm with you.
I think that situation I think they both wanted to be together, but no one ever said anything. So it started to be like mind games, like, okay, well, let me say this.
Who was playing the mind games? A woman?
Yes.
Okay.
You think she was playing the mind games?
Yes, because she started first. She started first with to see my ex.
No, not when she was going to see my ex. She was like, remember she got the job offer
Yeah.
in New York.
Yeah, and she was going to stay with her ex.
And then women do the dumb tissue thing.
Yeah, I'm that's the tissue to see if he cares.
I'm going to see if he cares. I'll stay if you want me to stay. That's kind of her look, like even when she went to the train station.
But why is that even appropriate for you to go stay with your ex to go look at a job?
Because she wanted to see if he would care, if this was just a sexual thing or if he really had feelings for her.
Okay, but he didn't even...
But wait. If I'm the man, that makes it sound like to me you want to go stay with him. No, so it don't matter.
But she didn't tell him that's who she was going to stay with. Before she left, she didn't tell him that. She just said that she had to go.
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
If I'm mistaken, I remember a scene where she tells him specifically that, you know, it's her ex.
Nah, watch it again. Yeah, I have to watch it again. They talked about her going to New York, and he was like, well, I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, that's appropriate, I think.
I get it, you know.
Like, why would I hold you back?
And that's what he said. He said, we ain't in no relationship. He was like, you can go ahead and go.
I want to say, if I can remember clearly, that she made a statement of staying with her ex until she got on her feet or something of that sort. She never told him that she was going back to be like somewhat like in a relationship with her ex. But, and I don't even think that was her goal, but I want to say she did, because I remember him having a conversation with his homeboy about it. He was like, yeah, I'm cool. Nah, I'm cool.
No, they were talking about the fact that she was leaving. Like, it wasn't about the fact that she was going to be with somebody. It was just the fact that she was leaving to take this job, and there was the possibility that she wouldn't be back.
Okay. I have to watch it again. But
yeah,
watched it recently?
He said he was in and out.
But it's just like when women say, don't make me look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she was around his friends.
Men kind of, wasn't she around his friends? No, he took her around her
friends.
Yeah, he took her around his friends. Okay.
Now, she one made of their first dates was because she ended up dating one of the other guys.
She dated her homeboy. Dated his homeboy when she came back.
Yeah. Like, don't do that. That's crazy. That's wild.
She did date, and then he brought her to the friend to the parties to the friendship party.
Yeah.
Wood was wild for that though.
Yeah.
Wood was wild for that.
Very wild.
Who?
That was his name, Bill Bellamy's character.
Oh, okay. He brought Wood. Her. Not...
Yeah, he brought her. She said, where are we going? That's a surprise. And he took her to the party knowing that Darius was going to be there.
Okay. Which was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild dating him anyway.
But that's a good... That's the first situation
on TV, at least from black people. Probably was in other movies.
But on screen...
About Last Night. Well, the original.
Original.
I actually got to see the original.
Because Kevin Hart didn't do a good job in this.
I never saw the original. There's an original to about last night?
Yes, and it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the list for the day.
Yeah.
But it was nevertheless a good one.
Yeah, my mom, like, she was like, oh my God, they're remaking it. So I guess it was one of her good movies.
So that relationship couldn't grow. Mm-mm. Why?
Because no one really had a conversation. That's why.
So this comes down to
lack of communication.
Conversation fixes things.
Communication fixes a lot.
Going back, because I see you saying, going back to a conversation.
I'm just asking.
It's a callback.
A conversation can fix the direction of where things need to go.
Okay.
Not so much as fix it to make it stay together. Just a conversation to fix things to see what y'all need to do. And what's the next step? And sometimes the next step is peace.
Well, that seems to be your first step.
No, it's not. Come out. It's not.
It's not. What does that do? Protect you?
No.
I'm asking.
I believe leaving.
What does leaving do? Especially if you're just going to think about the person.
It's okay to leave. Like, if a person
I have no problem with leaving. I'm a believer. I'll leave. I've been kicked out of places before.
If you're in a relationship that you know you don't want to change, you know you don't want to do the work.
But you don't. You might not know why you need to change.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, you might not need to change.
Everybody needs to change.
You might not need, like, what I say is change is because everybody that asks you to change doesn't mean it in a good way. And you have to determine that.
So maybe you don't respect the man that's asking you to change? Or the woman that's asking you to change?
That could be it, too. Because, like, Yusuf has said plenty of times, like, if he doesn't respect you, he doesn't listen to you.
As far as a woman goes?
No, he said in general, right?
Yeah.
Which is a wild statement.
But I mean, like, that's how he is.
But that's well, a I, that's, choice.
But that's, that, like, as a choice and some things. And I think previously I have done a poor job of being self-aware about some aspects. And I think that as we're growing through and with people, and I think growth is not only in regular relationships, it's in work relationships and all of that, all of those different areas.
Which are regular relationships.
I mean, romantic relationships, I'm sorry. Okay.
Platonic not, relationships.
Not romantic relation, yeah. romantic relationships.
Are you working on your platonic relationships yeah, so, and being but more I think self-aware?
The best way to work on the growth of all of those is to be self-aware and enough to understand that, yo, I got to make these changes.
So it starts with self-awareness.
It starts with the self-awareness. Whether you get it yourself or whether somebody points it out to you and you come to the realization that this is, okay, you know, I got to grow for these different things, for these relationships to grow, for me to grow with these relationships. And I think sometimes people, and in the past I've done a poor job of understanding my self-awareness in certain areas of my life to be able to make that growth, to grow with the other parts, aspects of the relationships that I'm dealing with as a whole.
Okay.
So.
Well, what causes a person to have a lack of self-awareness?
Being okay with your actions. Well, not being okay with your actions, but being okay with the person that you are and having a certain stubbornness about changing.
Because there hasn't been any bad consequences that you've cared about, that, you know, opportunities that you may have lost.
I'm just talking about in general.
A lot of people don't feel like, because the most common thing I hear is, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Oh, like, that's a very good reason to fix it.
Like, it's not broke. Like, I'm not bad off. I don't feel bad.
But is it yielding the results of happiness? Because if you're not happy, which is the ultimate goal.
But some people feel like they're and that's happy in their mess.
No, but I'm going to say that through some reflection, I realized I've not truly been happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you kind of just... kind of just existing and moving through. Like, you're not truly happy. There are points in your life that there are things that happen that make you happy for a time. I was reading an article that had to do with what we were talking about today, and they were saying that that people that dislike, like, their job, the example was work. The people that dislike work enjoy the weekend. And why do they enjoy the weekend so much? It's because they get these bursts of happiness on the weekend that don't sustain themselves, because Monday they go back to work, which is a place where they have not found happiness. So it's not happiness across. They said happiness should come from across all stages of your life, so that there aren't these. They were like, that's why people drink and take drugs and all of that after work, or because they're looking for these bursts of happiness or escapes from the drum of work. Where if they found the happiness through the things at work
that they do
throughout the week, it just becomes one long sustainable time of happiness. And there's not these bursts of wanting to get bursts of joys that die when it's done. It's like an energy shot, you know, taking a Red Bull. I'm going to be good for about an hour, but I crash right after that. So they were like, you have to find it across all mediums of life. And the only way to do that is to grow. Individual growers, self-awareness to be able to grow as an individual.
Okay.
So y'all really believe you can be happy in all aspects?
I think that you can find yourself in a space where you're happy.
Well, not all the time, I'll say that.
Nothing is 100%. You're not going to walk into your job every day and be like, man, I love it here.
Why couldn't you?
Some people do.
Because there's...
If you're doing what you love to do.
I think this is the first...
But even everybody has bad days, too.
I will say this. This is the first time that I think... I've always loved my job. But this is the first time I've actually had... I've gotten everything I've asked for in a position.
Okay.
And so that makes... That does make the work-life balance a lot easier to be happy in.
Okay.
because I know when I go to work, like, how could I find something unhappy about what a situation that I've kind of found myself in and kind of worked towards, and I finally have everything that I've kind of wanted in a job.
And that makes sense.
And
too.
I think, but for those people who don't have that, you kind of, I think you just kind of got to find that happy median in there, or else you end up wanting these bursts of joy and going to the club 5 days a week to find the happiness. I'm going to happy hour. That's another thing they say. You know, people go to happy hour right after work because work has been this dreadful place.
And now they're looking
for now they're looking for that burst of happiness, but it has to be quick because it's back to work the next day.
Yeah.
And back to where they feel it as feel a negative space, so to speak.
But that's what you do, like CL said, you do have to find something to do that you do love and you do enjoy and has you in a good mental state. Like, I can say, like, I do love my job.
You do?
Yeah.
But you said you couldn't be happy in all aspects. Or you that you could be happy.
No, I told you, you can't always.
Okay, why you can't always be happy?
Because you're going to have bad days. I have bad days at work. Some days I don't. But it seems like. I don't feel like being there. But it's just like.
Is that a bad day?
I feel like it's bad. It's some days I don't want to be a mom.
But is that a bad day?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you chalk that up to more being human than bad? It's perfectly all right to not want to do something. I don't care what it is, whether it's being a mother or putting on shoes today.
Sometimes you don't want to get dressed. Yeah, you don't want to lay in the bed. But it doesn't make the day bad.
But what makes that bad instead of just being a human being?
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah.
Or we label it bad?
Yeah, we do label it bad because I label that a bad day.
That's not necessarily a bad day. Sometimes you don't want to be bothered by people. Whether you had them or not. You just don't want to be bothered by people.
If I don't feel like being bothered with work, I'm not going to meet my quota because I know I'm not going to sit at my computer like I'm supposed to. I know I'm not going to, like, if I don't feel like taking my child all the way around the world, I'm going to, you know, call somebody to see if they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look at it as a bad day. Like, today is just a bad day.
I don't know. I think that's mislabeled. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, even with children and people, you have to set healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
You should have told me this yesterday.
Oh, I'm already like that.
You shorted.
I am not. Ain't no, I am not a last
you
minute.
You could have told me that last night. Today, I'm not getting up 6 o'clock in the morning going to do this before you go to school. You just won't have it. And it's okay.
I let them know quickly. You will not plan my life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. So.
I need to know schedules. I need to make them out. I cannot on a whim like, okay, it's 9 o'clock at night. I need these socks. Guess you're not going to have them.
Okay. Can you live with that?
Yeah.
But you couldn't live with that in a relationship.
Dropping the callbacks today.
Bro. Yeah, so I mean, you can't. It don't.
But okay, put that to a relationship. So the listeners can understand.
Let's just say if you're not feeling your best.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking your best.
Okay.
But you still have to serve this relationship.
Okay.
And now you're looking unrealistically because you're having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
He's not meeting your standards. So you're not even taking into consideration that he's had a bad day.
I do that.
Or a poor day or whatever y'all call
you
it.
You can say that for someone else.
Yeah, not me particularly, but the other person, all you're doing is focusing on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you've already shortchanged this person you're in a relationship with because you're so overly focused on what happened with you.
Sometimes it comes off like that. I mean, it ends up like that.
So one thing I've become conscious of is not letting people steal your energy all day long and then giving your mate the worst of you in the evenings.
I believe that too, yeah.
Because, like...
And that's what everything, though.
Don't
just
expend
work.
All your energy at work and then come give me some, like, nah, that's not going to fly.
That's not even just at work. Even out with your friends or family or anybody. And then you come and you give me, turn it right back around.
I need to go to sleep. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Stay up.
Yeah. You've been working with them all day.
Yep.
Stay up. Do what you need to do because you can't shortchange the other person just because.
And that's happened to me. Like, Oh, you tired?
Yeah.
But it take a 5 hour little shot. Want me to go to the store and get you one?
Okay.
Because, yeah, no. No.
Because I do think that's where, when you don't separate the church state.
The state, yeah.
You could have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my job to replenish you every day for strangers.
Yeah. That took it away from, that you allowed to take away from you.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Because I agree.
If you're going to fake it with them, fake it with me.
Yeah.
I want you to put your smile on your face when you come walking through this door. If you had to use all that energy and put a smile on your face to go into that job or mm-hmm. to go out with your friends,
mm-hmm.
do not come home and just be like, man, I don't feel like it.
Wow.
Maybe that, shouldn't that,
get yourself
and then
together.
Y'all talk that out.
Talk. Well, ain't nothing, she already told you.
No. What I mean by that is,
what are you talking about?
You just told him you're not gonna do all that with them, and then come here and give me nothing.
Yeah,
ain't happening.
You better fake it.
There ain't nothing to talk about.
You better fake it.
But what's the saying? The woman should be a man's peace.
You should have peace.
Shouldn't you be his peace?
I should. The only thing that
ain't what Future said.
The only thing that
you be her peace. I'm trying to be her problem.
See, that's the thing. Don't bring me all your problems, and you giving everybody peace, but expect to have peace from
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. And our mates sometimes suffer from that because we do put that burden on them.
Yeah, so like if, you know, I don't mind being that individual's peace, but you also have to bring some type of peace. I don't mind listening
you
to your stories. You know, you're venting to me. I don't mind being that space, that safe space for you. But also, I need to have those happy moments with you as well. Mm-hmm. It can't just
be. A lot
be,
more.
Yeah, a lot more of those happy moments. It can't just be you're happy with these people, you know, I'm doing this for work, or I'm cutting this out for work, or this, that, and the other with my coworkers,
mm-hmm.
and you come home to me, I freaking hate them.
Yeah.
Like, well, why are you going? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I got to hear the, so-and-so, why are you there? Why are you there?
Because you would ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you there? Even at a job, especially.
Especially
because,
at
like,
a job.
You're qualified to do the same job somewhere else.
You could.
Yeah, that's true.
So, therefore, if you having all these issues at this job, I'm not going to tell you to quit, like, just, you know, because bills still have to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start looking at other opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not looking at those other opportunities and you just want to complain to me, I'm going to remove myself from the situation.
Sometimes we have to remove ourselves.
So, and it's about that time,
about the time to remove
ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Always a pleasure with you guys.
Thank you.
You know, always. Well, thank you all for listening. It's your girl, Neat Cruz.
CL Butler.
And your boy, Youssef. And we are out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Relationship Status. Remember, you can catch us on relationshipstatuspodcast.com, iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Nobody Grinds Like Us, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you would like to join the conversation or leave us a DM, email us at relstatpodcast@gmail.com or call us at 843-310-8637. Follow us on Facebook at Relationship Status Podcast, on Instagram and Twitter at RELSTAT Podcast, and don't forget to comment, share, 5-star rate, subscribe, and review.